haven't seen Nikki for a long time.
Last time we saw you, you were pretty much nude in a titty book or something.
Thanks for that. You're the only one that keeps bringing that up.
No, I thought it looked fantastic.
You did, but you couldn't look at it, remember?
I couldn't look at it because you were little Nikki.
Well, we remember you as the little girl from the Olympics, don't we? What have you been up to now?
Well, I mean, I've been backwards and forwards from LA, but I've got a new exciting venture, which is why I'm here, I guess.
What is it?
Well, I'm opening up a dance school.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is it for kids or
for kids
people
and
of all
adults,
ages?
All ages. Yeah. I guess the kids are going to be the ones that are going to be there every day and on the Saturday more regularly. And, you know, we're offering all types of classes, singing, jazz, tap, salsa, hip-hop, ballet.
I love dance class.
You know, the pole dancing's pretty big these days too. Have you got that in there?
Well, there's actually a pole dancing studio down the road. So we might do a bit of a...
Competition?
A nighttime one.
Susie, have you got a question you'd like to ask Nikki?
No.
No, she's just listening.
I am just listening.
Yeah. Okay. More voyeuristic. Now, you were going out with Captain Fantastic, weren't you? The dancing Pablo, whatever his name was.
Captain Fantastic. That's putting him on a pedestal, isn't it?
He was your dancing partner, wasn't he?
He was my dancing partner.
Are you still with him?
No.
What happened there?
Bitty bong, that's all.
No good.
Who did the severing?
I guess it was a joint kind of decision.
You both hacked the relationship from each side and it's finished.
Definitely.
And are you with anyone now?
I'm single.
Are you?
Yeah. Can you set me up with anyone?
Do you date a lot of guys or are you really selective?
I guess I'm pretty selective. I mean, for some reason I don't do very well in Sydney.
Because it's funny because a lot of my friends, they date a lot of guys just to see what's out there. I was single, I only dated guys that I really was into.
Yeah.
If I don't get that sort of thing straight away, I don't want to go on a date with him.
I guess I see a lot of guys, but dating them is different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is Mr. Ryan?
Someone that makes me laugh, I think. That's what I've come down to. It's not about looks.
Everyone says that, but most comedians are single.
Yeah.
They got no one.
True.
Yeah. Comedians are hard work.
Yeah.
Comedians, you always feel like you have to laugh at their jokes.
Yeah.
I would never want to go out with a comedian.
It'd
be quite painful, wouldn't it?
It would.
Put them in the too hard basket.
Now, have you had any lesbian experiences?
Oh, well, that was left field.
Yeah.
And totally expected, mind you.
Actually, I did play a lesbian in Rent, the musical I just did.
Oh, right.
So that was my lesbian experience.
Did you throw yourself in during the research and think, you know, to really be able to do this role properly?
Well, I did go to Sleazeball and perform there this year.
Right.
And I've done a bit for Mardi Gras, so that was my research.
Have you ever kissed another girl?
On stage, yes.
But in real life?
No.
Oh.
On stage many a time.
Did you have to be semi-naked on stage or were you fully clothed?
I was fully clothed, yeah.
Oh, that's hair or something.
That was earlier in the year.
I'm getting my musicals confused.
I did both this year.
So I thought you did that.
No, you've kissed a woman, haven't you, Jackie?
Mm. I've kissed a woman, yeah.
You kissed my woman.
Exactly.
Oh.
That was a bit weird.
That's a good party.
It was.
Where was my invite?
But it's not like a cash, though. It's like girls kiss each other.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it looked to me like if I was kissing a woman like that, I would think that's, you know, that I would be in huge trouble.
Oh, it's not like, you know.
It wasn't an ass grope or anything. But so you're
making
single.
It sound worse than
you're
what
doing
it was.
The, when's the dance school open? And how do people get involved if they wanted to send their kid off there?
Well, the 2nd of February, we're having a huge open day. So we've got people flying in from overseas, LA. We've got all the different styles of dance being, I guess, showcased on the day. So come down. It's on Parramatta Road in Stanmore.
What's it called?
Dance at Nikki Webster.
Nice.
Wow. Well, that sounds
I like the sound
fun.
Of that.
Yeah, that'll keep
really
you busy.
Yeah,
I like it. And what are you doing going backwards and forwards in LA? What's happening?
Well, I'm going to be here for a while with the dance school, getting it up and running and just, I guess, being there so people, you know, can come and chat to me and stuff. And then I'll head back to LA and hopefully, fingers crossed, you know, have an album out, you know, sometime this year.
So you want to continue on with that? That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good to see you again, Nikki. Thanks
Thank
for coming
you.
In the
Thank
studio
you.
To
Thank
play
you.
Our little game.
Nice to talk to you.